For the time being, though, it's been a wet start across Devon, but the worst of the rain has now cleared away to the east. So the rain rather more patchy, turning showery in nature, in fact. And eventually this morning, I think the cloud will start to break and we'll see a few brighter or sunny periods developing, along with some scattered showers as well. The wind's still quite strong, particularly around the coastline and over the higher ground. They're coming in from the west or northwest, so temperatures are going to be up to 13 degrees at best. And tonight we'll see a return of rain from the west, rain becoming heavy for a time. The southwesterly winds also approaching gale force, especially along the south coast later in the night. 9 degrees the minimum temperature, while tomorrow looks quite windy again. Cloudy as well, with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, which will be heavy for a time, particularly later in the day. Highs of 15 degrees. Again, gale force winds around the south coast. Thursday's weather, well, we'll see the cloud breaking up, showers developing, and some of the showers are going to be quite heavy, quite blustery as well, with a fresh southwesterly wind. Temperatures up to 12 degrees. The showers lasting into the night, and for Friday, another showery day as well. Windy at times. We'll see strong winds from the southwest, particularly around the south coast. And eventually the showers dying out overnight, but it will mean a return of rain into the west later. Highs of 12, and on Saturday, wet and rather windy. Rain clearing to the east later in the day, so becoming drier. 13 degrees the maximum temperature, but the more important thing will be the wind, gale or severe gale force at times from the southwest. Surf conditions not brilliant on the north coast, 4 to 8 foot, most of it blown out. South coast a little bit better at the moment, some clean surf. It'll become increasingly messy though, 3 to 5 foot.